Well, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show.
So I was thinking, right?
Right.
I had a thought.
You had a thought. An epiphany.
I had an epiphany.
All right.
What if?
What if?
We had.
We had.
The worst performing.
The worst performing.
People.
People.
So we obviously now, when I say worst performing, I mean people who were supposed to perform well.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Mm.
And we put all of them into Man United. I think Solskjaer will still make them a great team.
Oh, that's where you were going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just an epiphany, you know?
Yeah, and I just start off the show by praising your coach, you know?
And just spitting wisdom, you know?
That is just, it's so selfless, you know? It's a selfless act.
Yeah, you know, I'm praising others.
Just take the first 2 minutes to praise the coach of your team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not like any other coach did anything great.
Yeah, no, look, I understand your selflessness.
Thank you.
Mm.
But also, though, you are listening to the VAR Show. The champions. The champions. Yes, yeah. You are listening to the champions. You are listening to the VAR Show with your... I was about to say your boy, but I'm not your boy. I'm your doctor who does the most.
Yeah.
Even when he's making toast, the one, the only Dr. DJ Stones. And with me here is
your man on fleek.
What?
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
Always click.
Uh-huh.
Always ticks.
Whoa.
DJ Sticks.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
I am.
You're right.
I'm a tick.
You're right.
Right.
You are right.
Yes, I am right.
You, in fact, you're not wrong.
Oh,
see what I did there. See what I did there.
Impressive. Impressive.
We have a lot in store for you. Yes, it is that time. It's towards the end of the season. So it's the annual Who Was the Worst Award.
Oh,
this year we're calling it. Well, this season we're calling it. Are you ready? For the first time
ever,
the international world premiere of the Gulag Awards. Wow. Woo!
The Gulag Awards. The Gulag
Awards.
Door.
The Gulag Door.
Yes.
So now, before we go into it and we tell you the criteria of choice, because you know it would be really, really hard to choose if there was just it was open.
Yeah, it's too open. You know, it's too open. Big field.
Yeah, you know, so. We are going to give you the criteria straight after this awesome song.
Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Johan Kruger. I'm with Creation Ministries International, and you're listening to Active Affirm.
Scared of being honest, always on the run, never good enough, fighting what she has become. He's feeling kind of lonely, lying to look happy, trying to find a friend no one lets him in, doesn't know where to begin. We all have stories writing
that's where mercy finds all of us. In the middle, grace and love in the middle. In the middle. You find us in the middle. I can't be perfect, even on the surface. But hey, that's the point. God fills the void. He's making songs from my noise. Stories writing from, but that's where mercy finds all of us. In the middle, grace and love in the middle. You find us in the middle. You find us in the middle. In the middle, grace and love in the middle. You find us in the middle. You find us in the middle. Brokenness is a part of my story, but you hold me close as if heaven's on me. In the middle of joy, in the middle of pain, you find us in the middle, grace and love in the middle. Us, you find us in the middle.
Enslave your it was used to take the land from your South African people and all and then they took their land, they took their property, like can you ask me a question after?
No, but I'd like to say this, you guys are making Barcelona is making Messi the most unhappiest player at this moment.
A little bit of inspiration.
Yes.
So basically that what
then it gets spicier.
FM radio has never been better.
Yeah. We back. We cooking.
Oh.
We can smell what the Rock is cooking.
Yes. That's all we had. That is all we had. Because you know why?
Why?
The food
smells
good.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just talking about food.
This is the food show.
Yeah.
Your host.
Welcome to the food
show with your host, who does the most, even when he's making toast.
Toast! Yeah!
The one, the only, DJ, Dr. Chef.
Ooh!
Stone. I'm joking. So yes, we are here with the Gulag Awards, you know. And what is the Gulag Awards? Basically, it's the flops of the season. The people who had an expectation, but did not meet it. You know,
they were supposed to be there, but they were like, no.
We're gonna be here.
I'm gonna be here.
You know? Yeah. Or situations that happened this season that were, you know, gulag-worthy offense.
Yes.
Things that happen that you're like, you know, this guy deserves to be in the bottom of the gulag,
mm-hmm,
you know? And the first place we're going to start is the five most overpriced players. The award.
Oh!
So we're going to start off with the nominees.
The nominees, okay.
At number five. we have the notorious.
The notorious.
The special.
The special.
The best defender in the world.
Yeah.
The 5.5 million, about say dollars, euro investment that Arsenal placed.
Oh.
In the one and only David Luiz.
David Luiz comes in at number five.
At $5.5 million. And he doesn't show that on the field. Currently, Arsenal are quite low, you know?
Yeah, you know.
It's not like they're gunning.
Yeah, the gunners.
It's not like they're gunning for top place right now.
They're being gunned down.
Mm-hmm. And basically, last season, right?
Yes.
In the last season, Arsenal defense conceded 48 goals.
48. That's more than the games.
Yes.
Wow.
It's not like they're achieving one goal a game, you know?
Okay, so they average on about 1.2 something.
Yep.
Goals per game, you know.
Conceded. This season so far, it's tallied at 57 goals.
No way. That's worse than last season.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, man. The Gunners.
Really not gunning for it.
Yeah, no, they're not. Yeah, they are literally being gunned down.
And David Luiz, obviously, you know, getting crucial red cards in crucial matches. You know, it's very, very sad to see that in a player. You know, after like X amount of money was put in, you know, and they don't perform. And you look at the price that they got Kieran Trippier for. You know, it wasn't as much, and they got William for $1 million. Even he, it's not doing the greatest. But David Luiz, he could be doing more. He could really be doing more.
Come on, it's David Luiz. We've seen him in the likes of Chelsea. We've seen him at PSG as well. You know, it's a big name.
He won a World Cup.
He won a World Cup.
Oh yeah.
When?
At number four. So this is the nominee at number four.
Yeah. Coming in at number four.
He is the forward of all forwards.
Oh, yes.
When he gets the ball, his defenders shiver.
Ooh.
Not the other team's defenders. His own defenders shiver.
Oh.
He has tallied up the goals this season.
Yes, put them up there. Packed them up. Stacked them up.
Yeah. Stacked them.
How many?
I'm going to tell you. Ask me one more time.
How many goals has he stacked up? How many goals has he put in at the back of the net? We want to know what is happening with this guy. You know? Because technically, as a striker, he's...
You know, I like how you're stopping me from entering the conversation, you know?
This is what you call a solo. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Well, I'm going to cut it right here. I'm going to cut you off.
Come on.
I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to take the spotlight. In 66 appearances,
66.
He scored a record, groundbreaking.
Oh, revolutionary.
Amount of 5 goals.
Oh, 5 out of 66. Wow.
And 4 assists.
Oh my word.
Oh man. Definitely not overpriced.
He even assists.
Give this, put a 3 in front of that 6.
Come
36
on.
Million. That's how much he should be worth.
Ooh.
6 million is too little.
Man. 6 goals and 4 assists. That is outstanding. Especially for a striker. I mean, you know. You have to.
And just to put it out there, you know, this is the amount that they're earning. So he was bought for 40 million.
40 million.
Yes.
Oh, man. 40 million is very pricey.
And he's currently priced at 6 million.
Oh.
So if you want to buy him, he's 6 million.
So his value dropped by...
He's still overpriced, man.
They bought him for 40.
You know, Alan Saint Maximum is 500,000 pounds more cheaper than him.
What?
Just putting that out there.
Who is this guy?
Joe Linton. He's the man, the myth, the legend himself.
The man himself. He was bought for 40.
40.
That is insane. I don't even know where he came from. But I know where he is now, and I know who he is. It's Joe Linton. Joe Linton.
At number three, we have a goalkeeper. Now, I understand where you must understand where I'm coming from with this, you know?
Okay.
He is a good goalie.
Is he?
Yes, he is a good goalie.
He is.
goalie-ish. He's a good goalie-ish.
Okay, good goalie-ish.
He's England's number one.
Currently.
Currently, but I feel Dean Henderson's about to take that position.
I feel like he's already taken it.
No, no, he's still about to.
Because he hasn't played.
Yeah, but he's starting to play a lot more now. You know?
Okay, cool.
He is the number one for England currently.
The man.
And the number one for Burnley. It shows how many, like how there's a lack of goalkeepers in England.
If you're your number one goalkeeper plays for Burnley.
The one who did everyone this season a favor.
Yeah.
And took out Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, no.
The one, the only. Nicholas Pope. His name is not Nicholas. It just feels nice. You know, just rolls out the tongue. Nicholas Pope.
Nicholas Pope. Mm. He just literally changed the guy's name.
Yes. Currently valued at 5.5 million.
Nick Pope. I haven't heard of him much this season, I must say.
He's managed 15 clean sheets in the last season.
15?
Conceding 50 goals.
Mm.
And has an expected goal against of 53.
So what's a goal against?
That means they've scored 50.
Oh.
And the expected amount is the amount they expect to get through him in a season.
Oh, yes. So spot on.
Yes. You almost hit the mark.
Okay, almost. Number three, Nick Pope. All right, and then second place, who do we have?
Second place.
You sound like you want to cry there. What's happening? Is it a... Oh, yes. Look. But yeah, you know, he's had a good season. I mean, Bruno Fernandes, you know, I mean, he is overpriced.
Sergio Aguero.
No. That's not true.
But he's been injured most of the season.
That is not true.
He's been injured most of the season.
No, it's not true.
How many goals has he scored this season?
He scored one last week.
How many goals?
I'll tell you how many he scored last week. He scored one.
How many goals? I'm gonna do you a favor and check how many goals has he scored this
season. No, it is not, Sergio. Stop playing games. This is not a joke.
Aguero. This is how I spell his name. Aguero.
Can we please leave Sergio Aguero alone?
No, I'm not gonna leave him alone.
I bet you scored more than Martial. Ha!
Definitely scored more than Martial. Everyone scores more goals than Martial.
Yeah, no, look.
But Martial scores more goals than Martial in a season, you know.
I heard Luke Shaw was teaching him how to shoot the other day.
I heard a funny joke, right? I wanna cut. But it was Aguero at number two.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Oh, flip. Yeah, look.
Yeah, I'm not putting Jesse Lingard in this list. He's not overpriced.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
No.
It's not. Not at all.
Not at all.
Wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
Okay.
But here's a funny story, right? So they were like, I was reading, because you know there was that whole march that happened for the glaciers.
Big march. Match disturbing march.
March, yes. And I was on Twitter and they were speaking about the fact that...
You guys delayed our trophy lifting. I'm hurt.
We're not going to lose that game. But then basically what happened was that they're like, United is getting a penalty for that thingy. They're gonna get a penalty because of what their fans have done. And Bruno Fernandes is stepping up to take it.
Oh, come on.
Now, let me finish the last name, then I'll give you guys another one I heard.
Oh, come on.
So, at number one.
So, this is...
The winner.
The winner.
Of the overpriced player of 2020-2021.
Mm.
The one. The only. The showstopper himself.
Ooh.
100% accuracy when he's in front of the poles.
Yeah.
The one and only. Roberto Firmino. I'm trying to like find it. Roberto Firmino.
Hey!
Valued at around 10 to 9 million.
What? That dropped. Wait, so this list is people who was supposed to perform good, but didn't.
Oh,
yes.
You know, and we look at what happened in this season. You know, Diego Jota came in.
Jota just took over the show.
And then he had his chance again when Jota got injured, you know, and he didn't pull his weight. And I feel like they need to change how they're playing him now.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point now,
his game needs to evolve.
His game needs to change, you know?
Yeah, adapt.
Either he needs to adapt, the team needs to adapt, or they need to sell him. That's the only option right now.
That's a sad suggestion. How dare you?
Yeah, so Robert Firmino, you are the winner of the overpriced player of 2020-2021. We will be emailing you your award very, very soon.
Who was number two?
Sergio Aguero.
Was it?
Yes. Definitely. Okay. But here's another funny tweet I saw. So basically, again, with the whole march and stuff, and then shows them carrying out like a person, you know, like the police is walking or somebody out, like a little clip. And then they're like, the police found Arsenal fans raiding Man United's trophy cabinet. Because they don't have any. There's none.
Who is doing this, man?
There's none.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
And another funny thing that happened, this is actually not even a joke, this actually happened.
Okay.
Right? It was on the Chelsea game. The Man City versus PSG game.
Ooh.
Now they're bringing in Sergio Aguero at the end. So the person puts up his thing and it says for number 47. The number 47 is coming out.
Yeah.
And number 9 is coming on. So Aguero looks like, wait, what? Bringing Jesus on. What? Then they had to take it down. It's like, oh, it's not him. Oh, okay. They changed it to number 10.
Wasn't funny. Yeah.
Hence why Aguero is number 2.
Jesus was already in the game. So stop.
It was so bad, they wanted to put him twice. Change my mind.
I cannot believe you.
Change my mind.
No, don't have to. Don't waste my time. I'm trying to explain greatness. Sergio is greatness.
Yes. So now the second segment we want to go into is the manager of the season.
Yeah.
The Gulag presents manager of the season.
The Gulag. Oh, the Gulag.
Yes. Okay, it's not the best manager, of course, you know. Okay. You all know who that is.
I mean, come on. We don't even have to say his name, but PG is a good manager.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
PG is a good manager.
Yeah.
OJ. What's actually, what is it? Ollie is a great manager. Manager of the season. He's about to walk away with the Europa Champions League.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. True greatness.
Too great. In fact, the best, I want to make a bad joke, the best is Arteta. Got Arsenal.
Can we stop with the Arsenal jokes, though? I mean, I feel like we're not liked by the Arsenal fans.
Yeah, you know.
But okay,
I got one better. Feeling. The worst manager this season would be Ryan Mason. You know.
Ooh.
He's only has one win. And that's a cup game. No wins in the Premier League. No wins in the FA Cup. No wins in the Champions League. At least Mourinho had wins in the Champions League, you know.
You are evil. What is this?
I'm messing. I'm doing it for the Arsenal fans out there.
Stop jokes, man.
You know, Arsenal fans, I love you. So, you know, I'm doing this for y'all. You know, I'm shooting at your rivals.
How dare you offend big Super League teams?
You know, how can I do that? I'm so sorry to, what's his name? Giuseppe, whatever, the guy who owns Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Important. I can't remember your name.
Yeah.
I do apologize that
it's too prestige, you know,
your Super League teams are not being super, you know?
Yeah.
They're just being teams.
Regular teams.
And West Ham deserves to be in the Super League.
No, they do.
They do.
No,
it's definite.
No, come on.
No, it's we're right.
Mm.
We default. That's where he went wrong. If he said these teams and West Ham.
Yeah. Then it would have been like,
Okay. Maybe he has a point, yeah, guys.
You know, you're a smart guy, you know. Your idea is whack, but you're smart.
But you're smart.
You know?
And West Ham would make that a Farmers League. Win every season.
Yeah, and then they would cancel it.
They'll have to cancel it because it's formification.
Back to the Premier League, back to the managers we love. Mm.
Mm-hmm. But okay, who's your pick
for worst manager of the season?
So someone who you had high expectations for, remember? You had high expectations for, and then they dropped it. They dropped the ball.
So I would have to go with Sheffield United's manager. Yeah. With the performance they gave last season, I was expecting, you know, like Europa and stuff. I had high hopes for Sheffield. You know, I thought they were going to make some money, buy one or two key players.
Yeah.
And then make it to Europa, you know, fight, do the impossible.
Yeah.
Pull a Leicester on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but obviously this season they came. And then I would have understood if they dropped, but not a lot. So like they go from whatever they were last season to like mid-table, like 10th or something. I'd be fine. I would understand. Okay, first season was good. Second season a bit tougher.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way they went from like upcoming, uprising teams to relegation again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a shock for me. I was not surprised.
No, you have valid points there. Very, very, very valid points. You know, I almost even changed my mind, you know. That's how valid your points were.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Okay.
But I'd add on to what I want to actually say. So now I have three that I'm going to pick from right now. I'm going to pick one of the three.
Okay.
So the first one, right, is Sheffield United. Same thing as you said last season, you know, the brilliant season. Man. Came off well, close to making it into Europe. You know, this season was supposed to be the season where they finally break in.
Yeah.
You know, and then you look at the transfers they made and you're like, is this why is this the transfers you're requesting, man? And then tactically, he was just being pummeled, you know. I was looking at them, the amount of wins that they had, and it was only 5 wins, you know, and that's bad. Man, 5 wins, man, 2 draws, and 27 loss.
27, what?
You know, and it's a what? Problem. It's an actual problem at this stage. And the second person I'd go for, now his name is really hard to say.
Really hard. Right? To say.
It's really hard to say. So I'm gonna give it a chance.
Okay,
if I get it wrong,
let's give it some time.
I want his full name.
No, if you get it wrong, you're gonna join him in the gulag. Here you go. This is it, people. This is it.
Uno.
Uno.
Espresso. Santos. I tried.
Ooh, yeah.
What is it? Espirito.
Yeah,
Santos.
That's
Uno sounds, Santos.
Yeah. Oh yes. Uno Santos. Yeah.
Now,
better.
Reason why, you know, Wolves were like my little child. You know, I really liked Wolves.
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of a cool team. You know, and looking at last season, you know, them almost making it into Europe. I think did they not make it into Europe?
They did.
Right. You know, and it was quite cool. You know, it was quite cool that, you know, that's how the team was. They were building.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And so I guess, you know, this season they've just not been performing the way that they should. Currently 12th on the log.
Oh, man,
you know, teams
yeah.
like Aston Villa and Leeds are outperforming them, and they
way
just came
better.
In last season, you know.
Way better.
And I was like, you know, tactically he's not been sound as well this season.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Looking at the Wolves that they were last season, you would expect more. You would expect a better performance. I mean,
yeah.
They even made it into Europa. So you would expect them to at least go back into Europa.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just grow. Yeah, but obviously it didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's a problem. And the third person is Jürgen Klopp. Now I'm a huge Jürgen Klopp supporter.
Yeah, we.
Like, I don't. I might not like Liverpool because of, like, you know, my favorite club is United and all. But I'm a huge Jürgen Klopp supporter.
He's the man.
I feel like he's one of the best things that have happened to football. You know, from his tactics to just him as a character.
Yeah.
You know, Adrian. All of it. You know,
the running. Fist bump, oh my word.
You know,
it's insane.
And even like listening to his interviews and stuff. But this season, I feel like, I don't know if his players were tired, but he's not been sound at all.
Yeah, he's been blurry.
You know, currently as it stands, if everybody in the top six wins their games, they're not going to make it into UEFA.
What? Which is, it's crazy to think of.
Yep. They're currently 4 points behind West Ham, who's sitting at fifth.
4 points behind who?
West Ham.
What? Who?
And they have their match that they're behind with is the United game, which might not be easy, you know?
Tough.
It's going to be a tough game.
Ah, man. Yeah, no, it's actually a sad story, you know? I myself don't, I'm not very fond of Liverpool.
Yeah.
But even myself, I wouldn't have imagined, you know,
yeah,
that they would perform like this.
This season, yep.
This is sad.
But the winner for me.
The winner.
Is. Mr. Gulag. I think I've sent him to the Gulag before. Frank Lampard. Because he spent 200 million on players. And then he says he doesn't know how to use, he doesn't know how to get the best out of the players. Like, my guy, you spent the 200 million.
Come
like, I would
on.
Get if you only, if you like had no, come. Like no budget.
What's your problem with Frank?
Like you don't understand. I would understand, like, if it was the season before where they had a transfer ban and
yeah.
whatnot. You know that? I'll be like, okay, look, they had a transfer ban. He can't bring in the players he wants and he can't really use these players.
He made it into top four, I think.
Yes, he did. Just made it in.
Actually,
number four.
With no transfers.
Yeah, with no transfers. And then the season where he spent 200 flipping million euros.
Yeah.
He decides, yeah, you know what? We're gonna chill. We're not gonna do anything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna
yeah,
get
yeah.
sacked.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would sack him. I'm no, sorry. Yeah. I'll say it here first. I'll sack him. You spend my 200 million and you're not gunning for number one. There's a problem.
Yeah, no, look, if a coach spends that kind of money and then tells you, you know, we're eyeing Champions League, like, what?
You know?
You win the league, bruh.
And it's like, not even if you know you're not winning the league, like, I for the winning spot. You
yeah,
know?
Go for the league. Like,
at that point,
it.
City was not at a huge gap to everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
United were not as in a huge gap to everybody else. Now, Chelsea might not even make it into the UEFA if they don't watch out. And Thomas Tuchel is fighting for his life.
Yeah.
For their life.
For Frank's life.
For all our lives.
Except for City.
Even City's life.
No.
They'll
no.
be fighting for them.
No, no, no.
But I don't want them to make... I don't want... Either them or Leicester City has to drop. Do you know why?
Why?
So that my man...
Yeah.
West Ham...
Your boy!
Can be...
Yeah.
In UEFA next season.
Oh, come on.
They currently...
That is a dream.
They 3 points behind Chelsea.
Okay, I want Chelsea to drop. Mm. Yeah. So it's West Ham and Leicester.
Oh, that would be so good. Two Super League sides and two... Premier League sides.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
Leicester and West Ham, raw teams that were built from scratch.
Yes. No, you're right.
No oil money.
No oil money.
And no NFL money.
No, it's the other way around. That's where the money went to. And by the way, I'm going to end the show in a way I probably shouldn't, because, you know, we shouldn't get too political in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But hashtag Glazers out. From me, the one, the only, Chef, Doctor, DJ, Glacier out, Stones, and with me here,
your man on fleek.
What?
DJ Sticks.
Yes.
Yes. And we are signing out.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Slowly drifting away, like quicksand pulling.